Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. And Phil have received a frantic telephone call from Frankie asking them to come over to see him. As we look in, they're entering his apartment house.
Phil, why does Frankie live in a broken-down apartment house like this? All these rough characters around here and...
There's nothing wrong with this place. Look at this lovely foyer. And these neighbors are nice and quiet and orderly. And watch your step, honey. Don't trip over this guy lying here.
Frankie lives on the fourth floor. I suppose we'll have to walk up, huh?
Don't be ridiculous. We'll take the lift. Here it is here.
Oh, but Phil, I'd rather...
Come on, get in, honey. Frankie's in a hurry to see us. Here we go.
Oh, Phil, this is the most horrible place I've ever been in. Who ever heard of...
You're just not accustomed to apartment houses anymore. All right, here's the fourth floor. Stop the dumbwaiter, Alice.
Oh, what a place. Is this Frankie's apartment?
I don't know. I'll ring the bell and see. This is it.
Good evening. Are you members? Oh, Curly. Alice. Come on in. It's about time you got here.
Frankie, what kind of a place are you living in?
Yeah, there's a guy lying in the foyer. We had to ride up in the dumbwaiter. How'd you ever get into a house like this?
It wasn't easy. I had to pay a bonus.
All right, all right. Look, Remley, why'd you ask us to come over for? What's up?
Well, sit down, Curly. You too, Alice. I got news for you. Something awful has happened. I'm no longer going to be living here alone.
Frankie, you're getting married?
Oh, no. Nothing as awful as that. No, I mean, well, soon I'm going to have a second mouth to feed.
You mean you're growing another head?
Curly, would you please let me explain? I didn't want anybody to know about it, but a year ago I joined one of these foster parent groups, and I've been sending a little money and clothing to a French kid. Now it seems...
Gee, Frankie, you've been doing a wonderful and noble thing like that. The world owes you an apology.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody thought you were nothing but a bum. But you're really sweet.
All right, I'm a sweet bum. There's a law against that. Now, will you pipe down and let me finish? I've been corresponding with this kid. He's been writing me letters in French, and I answer him in French.
You answer him in French? Oh, this I gotta hear. Play a little French on me, Charmaine. Go ahead, crepe me a Suzette.
Frankie, do you know French?
See, Fraulein. I don't write it very well, but I've been getting by copying words off French menus, News, perfume bottles, travel posters.
Oh, that boy must be getting some very interesting letters. Aren't they a little confusing?
My last one must have been. I got a letter today saying, in answer to your request, we're sending the boy to America to live with you. It's a mistake. I don't want no kid living with me.
Then all you have to do is write and tell him not to send the boy.
It's too late. The letter said the kid was leaving the same day. It was mailed 3 weeks ago, and I just got it this morning. Kid's probably in this country already. He might even be in California today. He'll get to Los Angeles tonight, and tomorrow he'll be knocking on my door.
Must be downhill all the way. Way ahead of schedule. Go let him in.
No. I don't want no kid on my hands. I can't take care of him. Don't anybody answer the door.
Oh, Frankie, you have to answer the door. If it is the child, he's traveled 6,000 miles from France just to see you.
Well, if he traveled 6,000 miles, I guess he's entitled to a look. Open the door.
And, Frankie, be nice to him. Put your arms around him and kiss him.
I will not. I ain't kissing no kids. I can't stand a lollipop breath. I'll just let him in.
Bonjour. Ah, you must be Monsieur Remy. I just arrived from France.
You just arrived? You mean you're... My boy.
Frankie, that's not a boy.
This is no time to be choosy. Come to your old man's arms. Let me kiss you, honey.
And when you get through with him, Uncle Filsy's waiting to welcome you.
Come back here, Uncle Filsy, before Andy Alice puts a hole in your head.
Yeah, get lost, Curly. Now then, child, let Daddy slip his arm around you.
Oh, monsieur, you're acting very familiar. I think I met you in Paris. When your initials G.I.?
Well, so you're my foster child. Fatherhood is a wonderful institution.
No, monsieur. I'm not your foster child. He's outside in the hall. He's a little shy. You see, I was traveling from Paris, and they asked me to bring him to you. And after I bring your adopted son in, I must go back to Paris.
Must you? Look, Alice, I've been thinking. Frankie was sweet enough to adopt a homeless little boy. Why can't we be just as sweet and adopt this homeless little girl? She'll be someone for the children to play with.
But, monsieur, I am not homeless.
Who asked you? Now, look, Alice, we could...
No!
No, huh?
No. If the children want something to play with, I'll get them a Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker.
Oh, miss, we'd like to see the little boy. Won't you bring him in?
Of course. Antoine, venez ici.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Antoine, ce monsieur est votre nouvel père, Monsieur Remley.
Hi, kid. Wait a minute, kid. Lay off the papa stuff. Look, lady, kid's seen me. Now you can take him back. I don't want him.
I'm sorry, monsieur. I was just asked to bring him. You will have to keep him until your forces get here. We'll check this afternoon. Au revoir, Antoine.
Au revoir, mademoiselle. Merci beaucoup de m'avoir apporté mon père.
Lady, come back here. Don't leave this kid with me. I can't...
Oh, gee, Frankie, he's an awfully handsome lad. Curly hair, blue eyes, dimples. Look at that cute smile.
Yeah, sort of a French Phil Harris in minute. Hey, Remley.
Huh?
Are you sure you don't want to keep this kid?
No, I don't want him.
Frankie, maybe the boy is hungry. Don't you think you ought to give him something to eat?
All right. Hey, kid. What would you like to eat?
Oh, non, papa. Vous devez parler français parce que je ne parle pas anglais.
A white or rye?
You better let me talk to him, Frankie. I speak a little French.
Okay.
Monsieur, what is your name?
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites, monsieur.
What's your name?
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous dites, monsieur.
Well, we can shorten that. We'll call him Sam.
According to his letters, his name is Antoine Duradux.
Ain't he a little out of season? What kind of a name is that for a boy? Let's give him a good old American name.
Like what?
Well, Bull Durham or... Coca-Cola, any...
How about you can depend on any product that bears the name Rexall?
Well, why don't you shorten Antoine and call him Andy? Frankie, I'm sure the boy wants something to eat. Do you have any food in your icebox?
Yeah, sure. I got 10 bottles of olives and a dozen jars of cocktail onions.
That should be a nice, healthy diet for a growing boy.
Yeah, high protein value.
Frankie, you'd better go out and get him something substantial. Milk and eggs and bread.
All right, I'll go to the market. I'll be right back.
Papa, ne me laissez pas.
What are you holding my hand for? What do you want?
Oh, Frankie, I don't think he wants you to leave. Tell you what, you and Phil stay here with Andy and I'll go to the market. Andy, I'm going to get you something to eat. You stay here with your papa. I won't be long, fellas.
Hey, Remy.
Hmm?
Kid must like you. Still holding on to you.
Hey, kid, let go of my hand, will you? Let go. Gee, he's got a nice, strong grip. He'll make a good football player when he grows up. Would you like to play football, Andy?
Comment, papa?
He don't understand us. Hey, Curly, isn't there some way we can entertain him?
Should be. Well, he ought to like the same things American kids like.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you let him see a cowboy picture on television?
That's a good idea. Come on, Andy. We're going down the corner barroom to see a Western.
Frankie, that's not what I meant. We got a television set at my house.
They got them in homes now? People watch those pictures while they're sober?
Hey, look. You know something? I just happen to think he wouldn't understand a picture in English. You know something? The kid is... He's probably homesick for France. Hey, I got it.
What?
Let's sing you a French song, huh?
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Mademoiselle from Armadier, parlez-vous. Mademoiselle from Armadier, parlez-vous.
Watches the soldiers. What's he laughing about?
Well, he's happy. You'd be happy, too, if you were in a strange country and someone sang your national anthem.
Wait, that ain't the French national anthem. The national anthem goes like this.
Frere jockey, frere jockey, dormez-vous.
That's enough, Remley. Okay. Huh? I can tell by looking at him, he ain't gonna like that. Hey, maybe he'd like to hear a typical American song. Hey, Andy, here's a little tune I think you'll love.
Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a little trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp,
you must fall down and worship that idol.
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with the golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then he heaped on the coals and the red hot brimstone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Shadrach.
Seven times harder than the Lord of
Shadrach.
Shadrach. And he burned up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of that one, talking to the children about the power of God.
Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego.
Burn a hair on the head of that Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego laughing and talking till the fire was a jumper.
Shadrach!
The Lord was on their side. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there!" when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach!
Shadrach! Meshach!
Andy, how'd you like that? Oh, Frankie's crying. I wonder why.
Your singing probably scared the poor kid.
Oh? Poor kid, huh? Getting under your skin a little, huh? Getting a little soft on him.
I am not. I'm not getting soft on him. Want me to prove it? I'll go over and kick him. I just feel sorry for him because...
Papa.
Stop calling me Papa. Don't try to get on the good side of me because as soon as the authorities come, I'm sending you back to... Stop looking at me like that, will you? I don't... All right, if I make you happy, call me Papa. Now go sit down.
Just go deep, Papa.
I said sit down. Down. Voulez-vous squatter your little eat-se?
Andy, your papa is telling you to take a seat. Sit down. Down. D-O-U-N.
Ain't gonna help. Hey, Curly, if Andy's gonna be around for a while, I'll have to learn to speak our language.
Oh. He's gonna be around for a while, huh?
Well, I mean, until they come for him.
Look, you better let me do that, huh?
You gonna teach him?
What are you gonna teach him, English?
Sure.
That's my business. Teaching English is right up my alley.
Yeah, but if he ever gets out of the alley, he won't be able to talk to anyone. Look, he's my kid. I'll take care of teaching him. Hey, Andy, I'm going to teach you English. First, we start with the alphabet. The alphabet is divided into vowels and consonants. The vowels are A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and so on.
And the consonants are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are you catching on, Andy? I knew you would. Lucky thing for this kid that he got expert teaching like us, huh?
You bet. Well, now that he knows the fundamentals, let's teach him a few simple three-letter words. First of all, Andy, say, bar. B-A-R. Bar.
Bar. Bar.
It's my boy who said that.
You would come up with bar, Remley. There are other three-letter words.
Like what?
Jim, wrong.
Please, I don't want to teach my boy that kind of stuff.
Why did you come up with bar?
I was referring to a bar of music.
I was referring to Whitney's cotton gin.
Wait a minute, how about rum?
Rum, like in rheumatism. Why don't we teach the kid what kids learn in school? Words like dog and cat and cow.
All right. Andy, pay attention.
D-O-G, dog.
That's the one I wanted. Now I have to take a hard one. Cat. C-A-T, cat.
Cow. C-O-W, cow.
Well, if it ain't the Bugsy twins cramming for their kindergarten finals.
All right, get out of town, will you, Julius? We're busy. Go
hey,
ahead.
Who's this kid?
None of your business. And don't you touch him. He hasn't been vaccinated yet.
What does he belong to?
You must know. He's my son.
Your son? Oh, this kid's going to need more than a vaccination. Where did you get a son?
He just arrived. I rode away for him and they sent him to me.
You rode away and they sent your kid? Gee, that scares robot handles everything. I gotta tell my old man to send away for a new catalog.
He's a war orphan from France and I'm his foster parent. Now beat it. We're starting on his education.
Yeah. We're teaching him.
You taught teaching him? What's he taking, a course in ignorance?
We're teaching him English. Where was we, Frankie?
We was teaching him the names of animals. And now you know dog, cow, and cat.
And now we come to the horse. You know what a horse is? That's a horse.
S'il vous plaît, monsieur, je ne comprends pas de quoi vous parlez.
No, a parlay is three horses. Not ready for that yet.
Hey, if that kid's talking French, you better let me talk to him.
Go on, you don't talk French.
What do you mean? I studied it in school. I can talk it better than a kid can. Watch this. Hey, Frenchie, what are you trying to say?
Monsieur Giffrin, je n'ai pas déjeuné, je voudrais manger.
Oui.
Merci beaucoup, mais où le déjeuner? Je n'ai pas mangé depuis 5 heures.
Oui.
Je crève de faim, personne ne fait attention à moi. Je vous supplie de manger au moins. À manger.
Oui. I bet he runs out before I do.
Go on, beat it, George. You're no help to my foster son.
Hey, you ain't thinking of adopting this poor kid, are you?
Nah, Frankie ain't the type to raise a kid.
And why not? If I wanted to, I could make a very good father. In fact, I may keep him.
Oh, no, I can't let this happen to a fellow child. I'm going to report this to the authorities. They'll do something about it.
Hey, Julius, come back here. Hey, Curly, if he tells the authorities, they'll take Andy away from me.
So what? You said you didn't want him.
Well, maybe I changed my mind.
Papa.
See, Curly calls me Papa. He depends on me. I've been thinking maybe
Frankie, I brought something for the boy to eat. Come on, Andy. I'll fix you a nice dinner. See? I have food for you.
Oh, merci, madame. Venez, papa. Nous allons manger.
He's pulling me by the hand again. I think he wants me to make his dinner. Come on, son. I'll cook you a real French meal. Enchiladas, Wiener Schnitzel, smorgasbord, and chopped liver. Hey, Curly. Andy must have liked my cooking. He finished everything on his plate.
Yeah. Look at him now. He's all sound asleep in his chair. See, he looks cute, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's such a nice boy. Too bad he has to go back.
He ain't going back. I decided to adopt him.
You... Wait a minute.
Oh, Frankie, it's wonderful of you to want to adopt Andy, but do you think it's right?
What do you mean?
Well, the boy living with you. Don't you think it'll be a harmful influence? Don't you think it'll result in bad habits?
Don't be silly. What bad habits can a little kid teach me?
I didn't mean that. Frankie, do you think you should keep the boy? After all, you You have to think of his future, raising him, supporting him.
I got that all figured out. I got big plans for Andy. As soon as I get the money, I'm going to set up a small trust fund for him.
You are?
Sure. Alice, can I borrow $100,000? Well, how about it?
Oh, I don't want to bother reaching into my stocking for such a small amount.
Hey, Remley, I hate to put a damper on your plans, but you can't adopt this kid.
Why not?
Well, that was the Children's Welfare Society on the phone. They say you got to be married before you can adopt a kid.
Well, then I'll get married.
You don't know any girl who'd be willing to marry you.
Who don't? How about that girl you saw me out with the other night?
Oh, is that what it was? I thought she was something you wanted a turkey wrap.
Curly, I'll thank you not to call her a turkey. It's not her fault if her nose happens to hang down over her lips a little.
You know, Frankie, Phil's right. If you want to keep Andy, you'll have to get married. Isn't there some girl you'd like to marry?
There is one, but I hate to ask her.
Why? If you want to marry the dame, ask her.
Okay. Alice, will you marry me?
Oh, fine. I'll go out and get a divorce so you can marry Alice.
Thanks, girlie. You're so cooperative. Alice, now that you're free, will you be my wife?
Remley, I don't like to interfere, but before you ask Alice to become your wife, don't you think you ought to ask me first?
Very well. Curly, how would you like to become Mrs. Remley?
Hey, Frankie, I have an idea. Phil and I could keep Andy at our house until you find a girl to marry.
Would you, Alice? That's certainly swell of you. We better take him over to your place now. Hey, I'll just lift him easy so I won't wake you. Hey, Curly, look. He's got his arm around me.
Kind of gets you, don't it, Frankie?
Nah. It's just that if he's going to be my son, I got to bring him up right. Hey, Curly, here, take the kid, quick.
What's the matter?
I got something important to do. I got to catch a plane to South Bend before it's too late.
What for?
To enroll my son in Notre Dame.
Yes, here for old Notre Dame.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But right now, our Rexall Family Druggist has a customer.
Well, all right.
Okay, ma'am. Here's the cod liver oil. Anything else?
No, I guess that's all. Unless you'd care to come out to the car with me and make a speech to my husband about Rexall drug products.
Make a speech, ma'am?
I'm always trying to tell him the examples you give me of Rexall's quality. And he just says, why don't you show me an example?
Well, I'll tell you what to do. When you get home, open that bottle of Rexall cod liver oil and ask him to notice the cellophane disc that seals the bottle top.
What about it?
Well, ma'am, it's what your husband's asking for, an example of Rexall quality he can see for himself.
I still don't understand.
If any air got into that bottle, cod liver oil would lose some of its vitamin content. So, in addition to the specially designed bottle cap and liner, the makers of Rexall drug products press that little cellophane disc against adhesive on the bottle top to make it absolutely airtight.
And here I've always looked on it as just extra trouble to open the bottle.
Oh, no, ma'am. Unimportant as it may seem, it's another example of the extra steps taken by Rexall's men of science to make sure that all of the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company will do faithfully everything you expect of them. You'll find that permanent guarantee of quality wherever you see the orange and blue Rexall sign on the windows. And that's what we independent Rexall druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, this is Phil again. Every family has a goal. College for the children, a home or business of your own, financial security for later years. You know, the safest investment for your future is in United States savings bonds. For every $3 you invest in government e-bonds, you will receive $4 when the bonds mature in 10 years. Sign up now for the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a-month plan where you bank. Thanks and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Peggy Weber and John Ramsey Hill. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetler. This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.